Minister of Justice Delora Chuck says the government will employ several backlog reduction strategies over the next few years in order to achieve a timely delivery of justice through the court system. Minister Chuck recently sat down with Ian Boyne to provide an overview of the initiatives.
Welcome to Issues and Answers. I'm Ian Boyne. Our focus today is on justice. We have with us the Minister of Justice, the Honourable Delroy Chuck. We'll be putting to him some of the issues we are sure you want to have clarified. We thank you for your company. Minister, good to have you.
Very happy to be with you again.
On the show. I know this issue of the backlog in the court system is one which has occupied your mind and is a major focus of your ministry. What are the major initiatives to deal with the backlog of cases in our system?
Well, let me say this is my major focus, certainly over this year, and as long as I'm there, the ministry will be my focus until we can get cases and justice delivered in a timely manner. The situation now where cases are lagging for years, sometimes over 5 years, we must deal with. My hope is that by sometime in 2017, no case should be in the court over 5 years. And certainly my hope is that by 2017, perhaps into 2018, that no case should be in the courts over 4 years. And by 2020, my hope is that no case should be over 3 years. I am not going to blame any of the stakeholders in the system. There's enough blame to go around. Mm-hmm. And certainly in the Ministry of Justice, we have a duty to provide the necessary resources to make sure that the stakeholders, such as the judges and the prosecutors, that there are enough to try cases. At the same time, we need to put in place more courts. So at the moment in the Supreme Court, we only have four courts for criminal matters. We have more for civil matters, but let's deal with the criminal matters. Four courts, not enough. My hope is that by next year, we should have at least 8 courts, preferably 10 courts in the Supreme Court downtown, trying cases. Having said that, you may have 8 or 10 courts, then we need more judges, because you need more judges to try the cases, and we need more prosecutors, which mean more support staff in terms of secretaries, in terms of persons assisting in the prosecutor's office, also in the judges' chambers and assisting the judges. So resources will have to be pooled to ensure that if we have 8 or 10 courts trying criminal cases, that they can actually come about with more cases being tried. We are working on that. But with all the resources in the world, the number of cases in the Supreme Court and in the parish courts across the island, we will never be able to do all of them.
What's the numbers we're talking about now, Minister?
Well, you take in the Supreme Court, each term, they carry over about 500 cases. Now, bear in mind, you know, with four courts, you can't try more than about 4 cases, average of maybe 10 cases. Uh-huh. Per month or per week, because one case...
And they carry over 500 cases.
That's right. One case could last 3 weeks. Some cases last months. Mm-hmm. But once a case is started, it usually lasts 3-4 days. Yes. So you're talking about less than 10, or an average of about 10 cases per 2 weeks or per month sometimes. I have no doubt that we have to develop a system where many of the persons who are charged and the files have been completed, even when the files have not been completed, that we have a process whereby plea bargaining, where the defense counsel and the prosecutor can look at the case and develop some understanding what would be an appropriate sentence and take it to a judge. We have in mind to put in place a plea bargaining judge. So let us say in the Supreme Court, you could have a plea bargaining judge who would listen to the prosecutor and the defense counsel and come to some decision what would be an appropriate sentence if a guilty plea was entered. Now, that plea bargaining judge will not be the judge to try the case if, in fact, there is no agreement. Mm-hmm. But if there is an agreement, then
matter can be dealt with right away.
Minister of Justice Delora Chuck speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.